Typically around this time of the year, when we talk about community health concerns, we're wrapping up the flu season. This is Lisa Berry, but now there has been a lot of focus and discussion on the measles. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the Washtenaw County Health Department Manager of Communications and Community Health, Susan Cerniglia. Hi, Susan. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So there's been a change in the number of official verified measles cases in Southeast Michigan?
Yes, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services put out a release this morning reducing the count by two, and one of those cases was the one that we had confirmed here in Washtenaw earlier in the week, and it turns out that that is not a case. More sensitive and further what's called genotype testing has revealed that was a reaction to the vaccine. So it's important to note that in this particular situation, we had symptoms consistent with measles. We had a possible exposure in nearby county. We also had a positive measles test. In that circumstance, with that positive test, that's pretty rare to have the vaccine reaction trigger that positive test. So we as the public health department really have to act on that positive test and alert folks to the possible exposure so that we can protect and prevent additional spread of illness. Now, there was a time gap, folks should know, in between, you know, the first positive test and what we knew and the several days that it took to get that confirmatory testing.
Because that person had just been immunized? Is that where the confusion came in?
Yes, because this was a young child, an infant, that both had the exposure but also had recent vaccination. So we knew those two things, but we also had the positive test. And as they noted, it's pretty uncommon to have that positive test result with the vaccine reaction. So during that interim, before we got the more sensitive result back, we did have to treat it as a confirmed case.
So the bottom line, what we want to share with everybody listening right now, is that there are no confirmed cases of measles in Washtenaw County at this time.
Well, that particular case is not confirmed and is considered a vaccine reaction. The really important point about that vaccine reaction is it's not contagious. So with that situation, we're no longer worried about those public locations or the other children that might have been in close contact with that in that situation. Unfortunately, we do have another case that we are confirming. This situation is very different. This is an international traveler that came to Washtenaw County in the area, became infectious during that time, has since returned, traveled internationally, and then we got the confirmatory testing that is confirmed as measles. In this case, there is no recent vaccine history, so we know that the possibility of this being a vaccine reaction isn't out there. So this is a confirmed case, and that notification with some possible public exposure sites is going to come out from the state. Again, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services will be sharing that information in coordination with us today.
And that confirmed case had been in Washtenaw County?
Yes. So this was an individual that, again, flew internationally, came here to Washtenaw County, was visiting friends and around the area, and then returned and was unfortunately infectious with measles during that time.
Okay, so one off the board and one back up. Right.
Yes. If you're keeping score, our score pretty much stays the same. However, the players have definitely shifted.
I saw something that someone put out on social media saying, if you've been vaccinated between, I forget the years, 69 and 81. Do you know what I'm talking about?
There is some confusion. The best thing that everyone can do is to check their vaccination status and get fully vaccinated if they're not already. So that's really the thing we've been trying to emphasize for everyone. And for some adults, those of us that are in our 40s and 50s, we don't necessarily have good records. So there is some points of confusion, both for folks in those sort of middle years as well as older. If they don't have childhood vaccination records, they may not remember either if they were vaccinated or if they had measles. So our advice to folks that fall into that category is if there's no documentation, no record of a measles vaccination, to go ahead and get your MMR vaccine and have that documentation. It's a very good vaccine as far as preventing measles, at least 93% effective for most folks with one dose. So that's what we want those adults in that sort of confusion area, if that's relevant, to go ahead and get one documented dose.
I actually remember having the measles. Does that mean I'm immune?
Yes. If you've had measles or you're fully vaccinated, you're considered immune.
What year did vaccinations for the measles really become popular?
Protocol? Yeah, there was a change kind of in that early 70s. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but when it first started becoming more common, there was a couple of things. There only one dose was initially recommended, and the record keeping wasn't as great or wasn't electronic and, you know, essentially isn't available to us now. At some point later, they realized that even though we had really good effectiveness with that one dose, that two doses put us at almost 100%. So there was a change in there. So we still promote that current recommendation now, that two full doses. But again, for adults who it's not necessarily certain what they had as childhood, we're going to recommend that you get one documented dose at this point.
And is this something like the flu where you recommend people wash their hands a lot? Does washing your hands necessarily keep the measles away?
Well, measles is airborne, but, you know, we're always going to say wash your hands, because what we see with measles is that if someone is ill and infectious and they're in that airspace, we know that an enclosed airspace is definitely contaminated, contagious for up to 2 hours after. And we also know that it's possible for the virus to survive on surfaces during that two-hour time frame. So, yes, absolutely, washing your hands pretty much for anything infectious and transmissible that we're going to talk about, we're going to recommend washing your hands, right? And to make sure that you wash your hands at the most important times, after using the restroom, before eating, that sort of thing.
We also noticed that Ann Arbor Schools recently confirmed that if there is a case of the measles in the school system, they're going to exclude all unvaccinated students. Is that the protocol for everybody, or is that just Ann Arbor being very proactive?
Well, Ann Arbor is indeed being proactive, and what they're also saying is they're going to work closely with us and follow, you know, state and federal protocols as far as exclusion. So what that would mean is if in a particular school setting or building, they would work with us to figure out who is or isn't vaccinated, and there would be exclusion if there's a case. So what that means is someone that's not fully protected, they haven't had what we're recommending in terms of vaccines, or they don't have a history of natural illness or are otherwise immune, that they're not going to be able to return to that setting for up to 21 days, because that's the full amount of time after exposure that it can take for someone to exhibit symptoms.
Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. If somebody wants to get a vaccine, do they have opportunities on this Friday or over the weekend?
Yes, right now we have extended our hours today, Friday, from 1 to 7 p.m. So we're offering vaccination. Anybody that needs that MMR, that has Medicaid insurance, that is uninsured or underinsured, or they have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, they can come on in and get up to date on their MMR. We're asking if folks have private insurance, that they go to their regular healthcare provider. So because for the exposures that we know of right now, we're outside of the window that we can give a vaccine to an unvaccinated person and prevent infection, we're only talking about routine vaccination. So there isn't necessarily a time crunch, if that makes sense. But we do absolutely want folks to get caught up if they're not. And again, so if you have private health insurance, go to your healthcare provider, get that vaccine. If you're uninsured, underinsured, have Medicaid or Blue Cross Blue Shield, come on into us.
And when will the measles watch, so to speak, be over?
Well, unfortunately, as listeners probably know, there is quite a number of cases. Even with the reduction in two cases in Southeast Michigan, there are still a lot of cases, the highest number since 91, I believe. So we're still on high alert in terms of encouraging vaccination and asking people to monitor for those symptoms if they were potentially exposed. And again, because of that really long time frame, the 21 days after any possible exposures, every time we get a new case, that 21 days is clock is resetting. So we'll have to go through a couple of cycles of 21 days in the clear in this local area that we could kind of let the guard down, so to speak.
Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department, thanks for keeping us and our listeners up to date. We appreciate the information, and we're here to share the latest if you want to keep updating us and letting us know what's going on with the measles in Southeast Michigan and, of course, Washtenaw County.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate you having us on and sharing the information.